Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution? Or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on Om Times Radio.
Welcome to Eros Evolution. This is where sexuality and spirituality meet. My name is Martha. I'm a clinical sexologist with a doctorate in human sexuality, and I am from Eros Coaching. That's eroscoaching.com. And how are you guys today? Today we are going to be talking about saying yes to pleasure, and we are going to be with Gaia Morissette. So she's a sexual wellness coach and a BDSM life coach. We'll be talking about the importance of pleasure being the missing link to happiness, abundance, health, and intimacy with yourself and the universe. So when we are disconnected from our body and pleasure, we become disconnected from our true selves and all others in our world. And today she'll be helping us to learn how to let go of the fear that stops us from saying yes to pleasure. Discover how we can reconnect with your source of pleasure and joy in your body, mind, and soul. So Gaia Morissette has dedicated her life to making the world a happier, sexier, and safer place for us all. She's a world-renowned sexual wellness coach, BDSM life coach, instructor, author, international speaker, and founder of Succulent Living. Through her sexual wellness coaching private practice, she makes sex safe, makes sex better, and takes you to the next level. Her philosophy is that for true sexual wellness to happen, you must look at these five aspects: play, sensuality, sexuality, exploration, and sacred. Her published book, Stop, Drop, and Wiggle, explores the first aspect, which is our foundation of happiness, play. She is the founder and department head of the Sexual Wellness Coaching Certification Program at the Succulent Living Institute. And we will be talking more about her work, and be sure to check out her website right now. That's succulentliving.com. So welcome to the show.
I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. I've been following your work for some time, and I know who the people worth watching out there are. And yeah, I'm so glad you said yes.
Which is our theme today. Yes, really, yes, really. Yes.
So yes, we are talking about yes to pleasure. So before that, maybe a little bit more about your work. What is sexual wellness to you, and why do you call yourself a sexual wellness coach?
So I call myself a sexual wellness coach because for me, I have found that, and working with my clients over the last 8 years, that there's these five aspects of sexuality. And if any one of those aspects are out of whack, those five that we talked about, play, sensuality, sexuality, exploration, and the sacred, it makes you out of whack as a sexual being. And if you're out of whack as a sexual being, it affects your mind, body, and spirit. So I look at human sexuality is a holistic approach to life.
Mm. Okay, so you mentioned the five aspects, which I actually read out just now, play, sensuality, sexuality, exploration, and sacred.
Did I lose you?
Mind, yeah, well, it was in the bio. So can you tell us more about these five aspects, just to elaborate a little?
So the first act is play. And in order for us to play, we have to feel safe. And so that's a lot of the work that I do of helping people reclaim and heal from sexual abuse, sexual trauma from their past, so that they can feel safe. And what I found is that when you feel safe, you can play and you can risk. And and sexuality is just bodies and using all of our senses, that's where we get into the pleasure realm. The third aspect is the sexuality and allowing it to turn into orgasmic pleasure. And then the fourth aspect, which is the exploration, this is where we get into exploring alternative lifestyles, kinks, BDSM, all the sort of more swinging from the chandeliers kind of sexual experiences. And then the last aspect is the sacred, and that's the sacred sexual practices that are, you know, Taoism, Tantra, and all the other sacred sexual practices around the world.
Great. Well done. Thank you so much. I'm sure you have said this many, many times, but it's very interesting for listeners, people who are not doing the work that we do. It's so important to give them the vocabulary to understand. So what I know, and I'm sure you know, is that a lot of people, they're only delving in maybe one aspect, and they think they know all about sex because they've been doing this for 30 years. And it's boring. It's freaking boring to have sex in the same way all the time. It's true. So it's really important to actually say, no, there's this, and it's infinite. There's so many possibilities, so many combinations that can be done. So it's really important to be open, to have lifelong learning, to learn and to explore. So in your work, do you find that there are people who are stuck in their ways and say things like that to you? I get that a lot, which is, oh, yeah, we have 3 kids. We don't need you.
Yes. Well, I hear that all the time. Like, oh no, we know how to have sex. And I'm like, yeah, but can you have 100 orgasms? And that's usually how the conversation changes. Like, what? A woman can have 100 orgasms? I'm like, oh yeah. So, and more. And they're like, what do you mean? And that's usually where we start to change the dialogue from what we think, you know, the average person thinks of human sexuality, of, you know, basically we kiss, we grope, we have oral sex, we have intercourse, one person ejaculates, the other one goes to sleep, and then they roll over and go to sleep. And it's the same sequence every time. And once we start talking about, my voice just keeps cutting out. Oh, that's no good. So where was I? Oh, yes. The more we open up the dialogue about new possibilities, the better.
Great. So important. I really appreciate what you just shared, because I get upset, as you can tell. And instead, what you do is you invite them to have a dialogue with you with a question. And so that's a much more alluring practice. And of course, you are very, very seasoned in what you do. So I appreciate what you're saying, that it's important to dialogue with people. So tell us, you know, today's show title is Saying Yes to Pleasure. So how do you feel pleasure is connected to happiness, financial wellness, health and intimacy? Like, why is it so important? This is important because we are making a case for people to say yes to pleasure.
Okay, so first of all, there's all sorts of wonderful, when we have pleasure in our bodies, we allow ourselves, first of all, we give permission to be in the moment. In order for us to allow ourselves to have pleasure, it means we're present. We're in our bodies. We're in our senses. And then what happens is that you start to be more aware of what's going on around you. And when you're more aware, you can have gratitude. And when you have gratitude, it brings you closer to your happiness and your joy. The other thing is, and you know, we'll dive deeper into this, but happiness is kind of the whole point of being alive. That's what we're all seeking. You know, we're taught that we should all try to be happy. We need to try to find happiness, but happiness starts within us, and happiness starts in being present in the moment, in our senses, and all the pleasure possibilities, like smelling your coffee in the morning, listening to the birds sing, feeling the sun on your skin. These are just little bit of our daily pleasure moments.
Yes.
And if we're not, and if we don't stop to have those moments, then what we're doing is we're on autopilot and we're not we're not even present.
Yeah. I'm writing what you're saying down because I love what you're saying. Yeah, so that's why the awkward pauses, but it's completely normal. I'm in reverence of you. So, yes.
Oh, thank you.
So, again, I'm going to repeat what you just said. We need to be in pleasure. We need to be in our bodies when we are aware and we have these pleasure moments. That's when we have gratitude and we have happiness. And when we are more happy, this is really part of being alive. And you're saying not be in autopilot. And I certainly meet a lot of people who are in that mode. And they don't look good. They don't look sexy, juicy, or yummy, or vibrant, or succulent.
No, they don't. They have frown lines. And they're,
and so,
you know.
We're going to have, yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, they end up having frown lines and no one likes to hang out with grumpy people. That's the other thing that about attraction, right? When you're happy and you're smiling, people are drawn to you, which then has a benefit from a financial benefit, work benefit, promotional benefit. There's all these partnership benefit, getting action, getting laid benefit. There's all these benefits of being a happy, smiley person. People are drawn to you. And if you're grumpy and you're angry and you're on autopilot and you are stressed out all the time and you're high anxiety, people are not drawn to you.
That's great. That's really important. Yeah. So, yes, we'll come back and talk more about the importance of saying yes to pleasure after this break.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Oh, my book. No, it's about 3 years old.
Okay. So welcome back to Arrows Evolution. You are listening to the show on the OM Times Radio Network, and you can share this show with your friends by going to the link omtimes.com/mobile. With this link, you'll be able to listen to the show without needing to download any app. Hi, my name is Martha, and I'm a clinical sexologist with a doctorate in human sexuality from Arrows Coaching, eroscoaching.com. And today we are talking about saying yes to pleasure with Gaia Morissette. And just before the break, we were talking and unpacking from her the 5 aspects to true sexual wellness. And we talked about the importance of pleasure and how it is connected to your happiness, financial abundance, health, and intimacy, because nobody likes a sulky person. And so there are so many benefits. When you're being stressed and anxious, that doesn't make you an attractive person. You're not going to attract. And so pleasure is one of the, in fact, it is the key. And that's why we're saying say yes to pleasure. So Gaia, we're talking about pleasure today. And what do you think is stopping people from embracing pleasure daily? They're in autopilot. But what else is stopping them, you think?
I think we also grew up in a culture where it's not okay to be happy, and it's not okay to have pleasure, and it's not okay to celebrate being alive. And so because culturally we are taught that it's, you know, we are reinforced. Here's a great example. You're at a restaurant and you're eating something that's absolutely divine. And you won't allow yourself to go, because if you went, in the restaurant, everybody's like, what's wrong with you? Right? So that's part of it, is that culturally we're not supported in celebration of pleasure. Like, that's delicious, or, oh, that's so good, or, oh, that feels so good on my face. Or you go to the hairdressers at the hair salon and you're getting your hair washed, and it's so incredibly pleasurable and orgasmic, but you won't allow yourself to receive that pleasure because people will think you're weird. It's not appropriate. So we've kind of been taught that pleasure is only allowed to happen in the confines of the bedroom or within the confines of a sexual relationship. And that's so sad, because if you don't allow yourself to feel the daily pleasure of life, being in the body, being in the senses, the five senses, then you can't actually show up in the bedroom and be your orgasmic god or goddess self, because you're so disconnected from it. So I think that's a big part of it, is one, culturally, it's frowned upon for us to celebrate pleasure. The other, I also think that another reason why we don't allow ourselves pleasure is that we don't think we deserve it or we're worthy of it. Everybody's walking, often most of us are walking around with not feeling lovable, not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy. And so those core values and those core beliefs that we have is in direct opposition to saying, yes, this feels nice. Yes, this tastes delightful. Yes, this smells wonderful. That would mean that we would deserve joy, pleasure, and happiness, which... Yeah. We've been taught we aren't worth that. So that's another factor in which stops us from saying yes to pleasure and thinking that we deserve it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think just now when you were talking about the restaurant and, you know, eating something that's really divine and not making those sounds and really enjoying it in your body, fear of not being appropriate. I think the scene of Meg Ryan comes into mind, where she was faking an orgasm in the middle of this diner. And so I think there's this association of, let's not create a scene, let's not draw attention to ourselves. It's not appropriate. And I get entirely what you're saying, which is if we can't be orgasmic and having pleasure in our daily lives, then how can we be orgasmic in the bedroom? End of the day, it really is a practice.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's like go from 0 to 60. Well, you need to have something to rev your engines up. That's the other part of it, is like, if you're in pleasure mode all day long and you've had, say, like 20 pleasure moments throughout your day, like those moments where you're like, wow, that's so beautiful. Wow, that smells so good. Oh, that tastes so good. Oh, this, you know, the pants against my skin feels so nice. You're kind of already starting that arousal in your body all day long. So when it comes to time, whether it's your self-exploration with yourself, you're going to make love to yourself, or you're going to make love with a partner, you're already primed. You've been doing foreplay all day long.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. I feel like you're talking to me. I need to be doing this. Then I can have more juiciness and yumminess and money in my life. I need to be doing
yes.
this.
Yes. So well, and money.
Yes, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, and then I'll go into money.
Oh, no, I was just saying that sometimes when you're ready, the teacher appears, and we are each other's teacher. And so though I'm the host and I'm a sexologist, I'm supposed to know everything, sometimes it's important to be open to reminders. And I'm being reminded even right now. So thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And yes, that's so true. It's, you know, I had a wonderful podcast this morning with another sex expert, and she did the same thing for me. So it goes around. What goes around comes around.
Great, thank you. So the other one that you mentioned is the feeling of undeservingness and worthiness, that we feel that we are not good enough. I think that these are the stories that we tell ourselves, and how can we overcome that, you think?
Well, one of the great tools I love to use is mantras. Or affirmations, positive reinforcement and affirmations, and doing them in the mirror. So depending on what it is that we're struggling with, but talking about pleasure, one of my favorite ones is, I deserve pleasure. Mm. I deserve pleasure. I deserve pleasure. And then I'll say, I say yes to pleasure. I say yes to pleasure. I say yes to pleasure. And then the third one will be, pleasure is my friend. Because everybody likes a friend. Pleasure is my friend. Pleasure is my friend. Now, it's really important that when we do mantras or affirmations, positive reinforcers, that we say it three times, and we need to say it out loud. And it's even more powerful if you can say it looking at yourself in the mirror. Because the first time you say it, your subconscious mind's going to be like, yeah, I don't think so. The second time you say it, your subconscious is like, well, perhaps. It's only in the third time that your subconscious even remotely thinks that that might be a possibility. So the first two times, you're not actually changing anything.
Yeah, got it. I deserve pleasure. I say yes to pleasure. And pleasure is my friend.
Yeah, perfect. So that's a good one to start. If you do that every day in front of the mirror, and it's good to put it up on a post-it note or write it on your mirror with some lipstick, so that when you go and brush teeth, you see it, so you'll say it. When you go to the bathroom, you'll see it and you'll say it. Because your subconscious mind, that part of you that feels that you aren't worthy of pleasure, you're not worthy, you're not good enough, all those things, will find ways for you to forget to say it because it doesn't want you to change.
Okay, that's great to know.
So it's really, really, it's really, really important that you write it on the mirror or you put it on a post-it note by your bathroom mirror.
Yeah, let this get into your body. And even I think this mantra will also help you with money, because in order to have more pleasure and more pleasure into your life, that money comes in to facilitate that to happen. So for those people, I think, who have money issues, this is something that they can embody first, because then the money will come in, I believe.
Well, I did this really cool thing over the last year around money and orgasm and tying them to for manifestation. And so what I did was I took money and I had an orgasm with it. So it had the juicy energy attached to the money. And then I put the money up in my bathroom mirror. And every time I go into the bathroom, I have these wonderful mantras that I say, with every orgasm, my bank account fills with money. Mm. Money, you are my friend, you are my lover, you're my adventure buddy. And then I blow it kisses and I rub it. So what it's done is it's changed that feeling of ickiness around money to it now being my best friend, my lover, and my adventure buddy. And what I've actually found that since I've been doing this last year, my income has increased 4 times what it was last year at this time of year. And I haven't done anything different other than this money manifestation and anchoring it to my pleasure and anchoring it to my orgasms. And it's really cool because when I go out and I have a bunch of orgasms in a day, and all of a sudden money shows up in my account. It's like magic. It's like orgasm money magic.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. So the mantra is, with every orgasm, my bank is filling up.
Yeah, my bank account fills with money.
My bank account fills with money. My bank account fills with money.
Yeah. Another one of my mantras that I use is, may my money and wealth manifest as quickly and often as bunnies. We all know how much bunnies like to hump and make baby bunnies. So I visualize like little bunny rabbits humping and then popping out baby money, baby bunnies. When I do it, which makes me laugh, which brings joy.
Beautiful. Time flies. So we have another commercial break and we'll come back and share more with Gaia Morissette.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
What's up? This is Brad and Mike from Linkin Park for Lifebeat, the music industry fights AIDS. Listen up, times are tough and you get a lot of things thrown your way. If you're being pressured to have sex and you're not ready, then say no. If you're having sex, be smart and use protection. Respect yourself and protect yourself.
For more information, call the National AIDS Hotline at 1-800-342-AIDS or log on to www.lifebeat.org.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Eros Evolution. This is where we explore the link between sex and spirit. And my name is Martha. I'm a clinical sexologist with a doctorate in human sexuality. I'm based in Singapore, and you can find me at eroscoaching.com. And today we are with our beautiful, fantastic, amazing guest. Her name is Gaia Morissette, and she is so many things. She's a sexual wellness coach, BDSM life coach, instructor, author, international speaker, and founder of Succulent Living. Her education and training consists of sexology, trauma recovery, life coaching, tantra training, sex coaching, and lots of practice in the areas of play, healing, and exploring. And be sure to check out her website, that's succulentliving.com. And she's on Twitter as Gaia Morissette. That's Morissette. And on Facebook, Succulent-Living. Look for her, Succulent Living. She's amazing. I love what she's sharing with us today. And I love your money and orgasm manifestation. This is end of the year. Surely you want more money coming your way to buy those Christmas presents. So once again, I repeat her practice, which is hold on to the money, orgasm with your money, on your money, put it on your bathroom mirror. And every single time you say, let us be a reminder that you can use your mantras. And she suggested hers, which is with every orgasm, my bank account is filling up. Fills up with money, sorry. My bank account fills up with money. Money, you are my friend, lover, and adventure buddy. Another one is, may my money and wealth manifest as fast as bunnies. Beautiful.
Yes.
Play around with it. Come up with your own.
Well, the beautiful thing is about whether we're talking about health or wealth or happiness, it all is about play. You know, we talked about that first aspect, play. And the more fun we have, the more we attract more fun to our lives.
That's great. That's really important. It's true.
Yeah, that's what I, it's a true statement.
It's true. Yes. So you teach Tantra as well, or you just teach BDSM and coach your clients and all these things?
I do teach Tantra, but I teach Tantra. Well, I'm tantric. I can't help it. Everything that I do is Tantra. I wake up in the morning, it's tantric. I go to sleep at night, it's tantric. So for me, it's about teaching about being present and all that being present and being in this human form can bring to us. And that it's through our human experience that we reach higher states of awareness, connection, divine, all that comes from being human, not from denying our humanness, but embracing our humanness. And human sexuality is a great byproduct of the benefits of being human. And we can achieve those higher states of consciousness through using, consciously using sexual energy to manifest and to make that happen. Like we talked about the money, that was using sexual energy to manifest wealth. So, which is a tantric. So it's all, for me, it's all about that tantric philosophy, but not just being in the happy orgasm land, but also what it means to be human means being grumpy and being angry and being sad and feeling lonely and the whole gamut of human emotions. But the beautiful thing from my teachings in Tantra is that we don't stay stuck in any one of those experiences. We have the experience, we embrace it, and then we move on to the next experience. Which keeps us always present in this here and this now.
Great. So share with us a little bit about what about those negative emotions that come up or negative experiences. What would you say about staying present during those times?
So when we're sitting in the more unpleasant spectrum of emotions, because there's no good or bad emotions, right? There's just fun ones and not so fun ones. So when we're in the not so fun ones, the key is to not judge that emotion. You just, you put a timer on it. So you allow yourself 30 seconds to a minute to fully feel it. Like a child has a full-on meltdown tantrum. You just feel it. There's no judgment. You just experience it. You feel it. Once you then feel it, The key is to do the next step, which is an emotional state change. And that's where we choose to no longer stay stuck in that emotion anymore. And there's three easy ways to change your emotional state and change all the biochemicals that are happening in your body that's associated with those unpleasant emotions. Stress hormones, cortisone, these kinds of things, adrenaline. So the three that can easily change that: laughing for 60 seconds.
Okay.
Having an orgasm. Or working out for 30 minutes. Mm. So you choose one of those three things. Now you're no longer in that emotion anymore. And then you can delve deeper into, now you're not in the emotion, so you can process it, right? So is it something that is you need to change in your life so that that scenario doesn't keep happening? Do you need to do some creative problem solving in your life? Or is it just attached to the past and it needs to just be let go? Or as I like to call it, batshit crazy, where there is no rhyme or reason, it just is. And there's nothing to do but just let it go. And we all have that. We all have that thinking processes that doesn't serve us. And I like to call them batshit crazy thoughts. Mm. And then you release. So then you know, now you're not in the emotions anymore. And now you can decide what you need to do with the thoughts, so that it doesn't perpetuate and keep happening in your life.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. I love the very practical practices that you have said. And it's really about, I feel, changing the state of your mind. Mm-hmm. And now I understand why you laugh so much. And you have a beautiful laugh, by the way.
Thank you.
Because it shifts your vibration.
It does. It does. And,
yeah, so
and they've done studies.
Learned from you.
They've done so many
yeah.
clinical studies on what happens to our bodies and our minds and our emotional state when we laugh. And we can choose. This is the beautiful thing that I love about life, is that we get to choose how we want to live it. Based on, do we react to life? Or do we respond to life? We allow ourselves to have our feelings, but we don't let our feelings control us. And that's the key, is that we have this power, we have this choice, and it's all about each moment I choose to stay in my misery and suffering, or I choose to move into happiness and joy. I choose in every moment. I choose to say yes to pleasure and have a pleasure moment, or I can choose to be grumpy and angry. And the key is that what we've been taught that we are victims. And being in that victim mentality, what that does is it prevents us from feeling like we have any say, any power, any control over anything that happens in our lives. And when you realize, wow, I can choose how I want to live my life, which means that you can choose what kind of life you want to have, what kind of relationships you want to have, what kind of job do you want to have, what kind of friends do you want to surround yourself with? Is your life filled with happiness and joy and growth? Or is your life filled with sadness and depression and sickness and anger?
Mm. That's great. Yeah, I'm writing what you're saying down. So it's a choice. And what is coming up for me is the word emotional resilience. When the more we practice this being in of choice, choosing and choosing again and again, happiness, joy, versus being in our mood, then we develop resilience, and it's like a muscle that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We get stronger.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have signs all over my house that say, I choose happiness now. I have one on the, a big one on my door before I leave the house. I have them all over my house. And then I also have signs all over my house that says, I choose pleasure now. And when I see those signs, it's a reminder, oh, that's right, to check in with myself. Am I choosing happiness and joy and zen, or am I choosing to stay stuck in whatever misery, suffering, sadness, anger, frenzy, anxiety, stress mode that I've been in? Am I choosing to stop and enjoy all the sensory pleasure of my day? Or am I just in my head and on autopilot? So even though I teach this, and even though I practice this, and I'm an expert in this, I need to be reminded all the time.
Yeah. Yes. And this is why some people are juicy and succulent, and others are not. Because they are not practicing choice, and they're not reminding themselves to practice choice. And here you are. We have the same, one of the things that that is coming up for me is this assumption that people who are happy and succulent and juicy and vibrant, they have it easier. And actually, we all have challenges. It's about what you choose to do with it that makes you look different. So this is really powerful stuff you're sharing. And we have a break again. And we'll wrap up the show after this break. So stay tuned. Okay.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
Into the last 15 minutes of today's show, and today it has been really beautiful. We've been saying yes to pleasure with Gaia Morissette, and be sure to go to her website, that's succulentliving.com. And just before break, we were also unpacking more about the importance of being in pleasure. We talked about, besides the importance of pleasure today, we talked about how you can shift from being in negative state to a more positive one. And the three practices include laughing for 60 seconds, having an orgasm, and working out for 30 minutes. And Gaia also shared with us her mantra, which is, I choose happiness now. And being of choice is coming back to our power and control. We can control the state of our vibration by shifting this thinking that we have. And I feel the more we do it, the more emotionally resilient we will be. So as we unpack the show, as we start to wind down, this is a question that I often ask all my guests. And because this show explores the link between sex and spirit, and I've often interviewed many sexuality educators. So, Gaia, what do you have to say about the link between sexuality and spirit in your own words?
For me, sex and spirit and spirituality are the ways in which I actually achieve my connection to divine. And it's through my vagina, through my orgasms, through my pleasure that allows me to talk to divine. So I have a very powerful sexual, sacred sexual practice with myself and the universe.
Beautiful.
Did that explain it? It's a big question.
It's big, but it's beautiful, and I'm just meditating on it, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like for me, it's like every day I make love to the universe, and the universe makes love to me. And it's in those states that I heal. I heal my own stuff. It's where I get my downloads of where I'm supposed to be, what my purpose is. It's, you know, being, I have a practice being in the flow with my flow, so my menstruation. So when, again, that's that sacred sexual practice and the sacred of my uterus, you know, the power of my divine sexual femininity comes from that whole, my genitals and my reproduction organs. And it's going into that cycle that makes me connected to the universe. And the universe then tells me, where am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be doing? It's how I surrender to the universe, is through my sexual practice with it.
Beautiful. So mm-hmm. One of the things that I'm getting from you is how powerful you are and how much you embody this importance of pleasure. And you see that you making love with the universe in your daily life. Mm-hmm. So how did you get to this point? I guess that's the question that listeners have.
I think for me, so a little bit of a background is that I came from a lot of sexual abuse trauma, childhood sexual abuse trauma, as well as satanic ritual abuse growing up. And pleasure, like life, like laughter and celebration of being alive, and those little pleasure moments of, you know, stopping and smelling a flower, or watching the dew on the grass shimmer in the sunshine, is what actually kept me sane. And allowed me to get through all the horrendous things that I endured, and allowed me to find my connection to the universe through the elements around me. And so it wasn't a big jump for me to move from that to when I came across Tantra, when I was taught about Tantra. And I was like, oh my God, that's what's been wrong with me. I was like, I have too much sexual energy and I don't know how to harness it for good instead of self-destruction. And so when I blended those two concepts together.
God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And once I blended those two worlds together, it was just natural for me. It was like breathing. It was like giving myself permission to be like, wow, that my connection to my sexual power is my connection to the universe. And the universe is always talking to me through my environment around me. And all I have to do is be still and receive and listen and let go of control. Stop being a control freak.
Mm. 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 Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing about your personal life, because you know, knowing where you have come from and what you have had to endure, first of all, makes you come across as a lot more human and more relatable, and actually even more powerful, because, you know, this is not just something flippant. I mean, I feel mm-hmm. your power, but now knowing your backstory it really gets us to really see the importance of it, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's the thing, is that pleasure in life is what choosing life, choosing pleasure, choosing happiness is what allowed me to become this incredible woman that I have become, and to be able to share those experiences with the world. And so that's why pleasure and saying yes and choice and celebration is so passionate for me, because it comes from how I survived. Mm. And not just survived, but thrived.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Oh, wow. Whew. So for listeners out there, what do you think that they can begin to practice with? You know, the many things that you've mentioned. Is there one single practice that you feel that they should start doing immediately, maybe daily?
I would say there's three things that you should start with. One, those mantras that we talked about.
Yes.
Important. Start that today. Get off. Stop listening. When the radio show's done, go write your mantras on your mirrors. Start that today. Yes. The second thing is that I want you to start being present in your body. And the way to be present in your body is you're going to set three alarms on your phone or on whatever device that you have that's with you all the time. And these alarms are going to go off, and you are going to have a sensory pleasure moment. You're going to stop. You're going to pick one of your five senses, and you're really going to slow down and be in that sense for 10 to 30 seconds. That's it. And even when it goes off while you're your five senses, just so that everybody knows, sight, hearing, taste, touch, and smell.
Yeah.
And the third thing that I want you to do is your Kegels. This will get you connected to your root chakra, which is connection to the earth and divine and all these other things. But it also help you from a physiological level, both male and female, do your Kegels, squeeze, 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 and breathe. Squeeze and breathe. And you want to get work up to 100 a day. So 10 sets of 10. The best way to do that is to anchor that into something that you already do in your life. So for me, every time I'm standing at a line, I'm doing my Kegels. Every time I'm in a red light, I do my Kegels. Every time I'm at a stop sign, I'm doing my Kegels. That'll help you come back into your body, get connected, get grounded, and it all has amazing health benefits. As well as if you decide that you want to delve deeper into some of the sacred sexual practices, your Kegels are your pump. It's how we create our sexual energy. It's how we move our sexual energy. So it's also really important. Mm. And laugh
That's
more.
Wonderful. Okay.
You know, have
laugh
moments.
Laugh more, you said.
Laugh more. Yes. And the best way to laugh, if you can't seem to find something funny, is to find a recording of babies and children laughing. Because laughter is contagious. So when you start to listen to them, it'll start to make you giggle. And then the more you giggle, the more you'll laugh.
Yeah. That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So for listeners out there, we're probably 1 minute to the end of today's show. So remember, you know, there's so much that Gaia Morissette is sharing with us today. And she has a book, okay? It's called Stop, Drop, and Wiggle. And if you love what she's been sharing today, which I love, you can actually get her book, and you can go to her website, that's Succulent Living. And also, don't forget that you can hang out with her, and you can hire her to support your own sexual awakening and healing. And so her website, once again, is a succulentliving.com. That's, do I need to spell it for you? That's S-U-C-C-U-L-E-N-T, succulent, living, okay? Just in case. And this has been an amazing show, maybe because of the reminder that I need for myself right now to say yes to pleasure. And so many things that I've unpacked. And there are four additional practices that she just mentioned. Remember, she talked about practicing the mantras that she's given you, setting 3 alarms on your phone to come back to your sensation, the 5 senses, 10 to 30 seconds. She talked about Kegels, doing your pelvic floor squeezes, and it's very grounding. And when you strengthen your base, the rest of your body will follow. 100 times a day, and to laugh more. So thank you so much for coming to the show, Gaia Morissette. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thanks for having me. You were lovely.
Thank you. It was wonderful. So next week is Thanksgiving. I have a different guest, and her name is Adele, and she's a different kind of a coach. She's a success coach. So stay tuned.